Young children need to have experience of working with a wide variety of sources. One of the most engaging ways for children to learn history is actually for them to handle a range of artifacts. To encourage children's curiosity, it's often a good idea to wrap the artifact up in some tissue paper or to place it in a bag. So before children actually see the artifact, they have to describe what they can feel and be encouraged to imagine what it might be. Once they have opened the parcel or undone the tissue paper, they can begin to try describing what they can see, not just what they can feel, but now describe what they can see and try and identify what the object is. As they begin to work with the object, they might try to classify it. What is it? What was it used for? Can they compare it with other artifacts which they know are similar or which different? What does the artifact remind them of? Is it the same as things, or how, in what way is it different from other ones? Can they hypothesise about the use of artifacts? What was it used for? Can they explain and give some reasons why they've made these suggestions? As they become more skilled in using artifacts, children might be able to predict and hypothesise, and they begin to use much more speculative language, like it might be for this, or it was probably used, perhaps, or it could have been. They become more adept at justifying their own points of view and presenting their opinions. These are all good activities to develop children's historical understanding and also to develop their ability to use language to explain their historical understanding.
Another idea for schools is to look at using members of the community to come in to be interviewed. Oral history is key to engaging young children, as it gives them the opportunity to ask and get the interviewee to answer questions. Oral history is most valid combined when it's used with other sources of information to support the history being discussed. The use of questionings is also very important, and the children need to be prepared by looking at open and closed questions to explore historical issues with the person doing the oral history. For example, if an older member of the community had previously attended the school, this is a fantastic opportunity for the children to look at similarities and differences between the school then and now.
Other good sources of information for children to work with are pictures. These might be oil paintings, portraits, cartoons, sketches, photographs. There's a whole range of pictorial evidence available for children to work with. It's very important that before you start questioning children about pictures, they're given opportunities to explore them on their own and to make their own comments. Often by listening to the comments which children make, teachers can then decide which areas they would like to develop and to encourage children to make further observations about and further comments on. Teachers also need to be aware of common misconceptions which children might have about pictures. For example, black and white pictures immediately age a picture. Even if it's a black and white picture has been taken yesterday or the day before, children immediately assume that it's a long time ago. So sometimes actually taking black and white photographs with children helps them address this misconception. Children can be encouraged to look for similarities and differences between pictures. They can also be encouraged to take on the role of people within the pictures themselves. And this is an interesting activity to develop children's researching and inquiry skills, to take on the role of one of the people in the pictures, to think about what they might be thinking, what they might be saying to their neighbour, perhaps what they're wearing, what they did before the picture was taken, or what they might do after the picture was taken as well. Another point to draw attention to the children is the purpose of the picture. Why was the picture created? Who took the photograph? Or why was the picture made? Children need to be encouraged to develop their skills in observation so that they begin to see how different parts of the picture make up the whole story within the picture. And here, skillful questioning from the teacher can help advance their thinking in making some generalisations about what the picture's about. Other useful sources of information are documents, and even documents such as birthday cards, birth certificates, newspaper cuttings announcing their birth are useful things to actually record how children's lives have been represented and communicated. But then we might also have documents which relate to the census, who lived in the house or in the houses in the street which they're investigating, or using the school logbook to find out what children were doing in their school 100 years ago or even 50 years ago.
Maps are a very useful source for engaging children in historical understanding. One aspect of looking at old maps is that they can now be compared with maps that are digitised. Most classrooms have an interactive whiteboard, and this is an ideal opportunity to exploit Multimaps and Google Maps or other maps which may be interactive to pick out key features within the locality or maybe look for things that have changed or things that are similar. You can also go to the image view where they can actually pick out street signs and so on. So this is a really useful source for children.